because I do have my own problems with my eyes and I have to go down to Moorfields and stuff, I'm kind of interested in helping people with difficulties. And A, the lady that runs the group is a friend of my mum's, and I was thinking if I could help. So I started going with them to the library once a month. They wanted people to read, so I read some poems and helped with the tea making and did the raffle. And when COVID happened, they did these meetings over the phone, and I did a couple of readings for that, and you know, joined in the conversation with that, with Faye and the other members. My year in lockdown has been very different and quite stressful, very unusual for obvious reasons of not being able to go out, socialise, because I care for my mum who's elderly, 94. It's been difficult with her as well because she hasn't been able to do anything. She hasn't seen the rest of her family. Also, things like hospital appointments, my own hospital appointments have been cancelled, and so my eyes haven't been checked either for well over a year now.
You've mentioned some of them, but what are the challenges you faced?
Trying to keep positive, I think, is a big one. Trying to carry on doing things like go shopping and deal with those kind of things. Trying to keep my mum occupied, positive. Obviously, she hasn't been able to do things, so she has got more confused about everything that's happening. So that's been quite difficult as well. My health hasn't been great either. And because I haven't been able to have support from the other members of my family because they all live away, my sister has been helping. Positives are that I have been more proactive with my computer. I never used to really do much on my computer, but, you know, with Zoom meetings, I had to buy a tablet and I had to learn how to do that. And doing face calls with my family and doing that for my mum's sake as well, so she can see her grandchildren and her new great-grandchild that she's only seen once when he was 2 months old, and now he's, what, 2 in September. So that's been a positive thing because that's a completely new experience for my mum as well. It's a great thing that the vaccines are being dished out. You know, I've had mine. My mum's had her one. So, yeah, I was beginning to think, oh, yeah, you know, we're coming out of this now. I really hope they do it slowly because of where we live in Anglesey. I personally think it's been a bit like a roller coaster the last year. You know, it's up and down. The mood's going up and the mood's going down with however the rest of the world and the rest of the country is going. Looking forward to meeting up with a couple of my friends, being able to sit and have a meal together. Looking forward to the summer, to being able to go swimming. Looking forward for my mum, hopefully, to perhaps go back to her little bingo group. Looking forward to the group being able to go back to the library.
Is there something that would help you as we come out of lockdown?
I just think if it's done slowly, and I think a lot of people will be very, very nervous. I mean, yeah. And, you know, people like Faye, I think Faye has been absolutely brilliant. And I want to get Faye a big, big bunch of flowers because I think she's been really good carrying on doing the phone calls and stuff like that.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created. But some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space, be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.